Part 2.
A. Toy Soldiers. Mass-produced toy soldiers date back to the 1700s when a French company began making small lead figures. In those days, however, they were still costly to produce and mostly collected by adults. In 1893, a British toy maker came up with a more economical way of manufacturing them. As a result, toy soldiers became affordable enough to give to children to play with. Toy soldier makers focused on weapons and fancy, colorful uniforms, and the toys became popular with European children. Historian Kenneth Brown believes toy soldiers had a huge effect on society. Brown says they influenced young people's image of war so much that many of them volunteered to serve in the army in World War I. Young people thought it would be an adventure, and so were not prepared for the harsh reality of battle.
Questions. Number 13. What does the speaker say happened in 1893? Number 14. What is one thing Kenneth Brown says about toy soldiers?